Thank you. I am Amber Green, Special Assistant to the President for Racial and Economic Justice. The United States is committed to promoting and protecting the human rights of people of African descent. We seek to be a positive member of a global community working to address racial and ethnic inequities to create a more just and peaceful world for all. For this reason, the United States resolutely supports designating a second international decade for people of African descent. The first decade has been a catalyst for unified global action to advance our shared goals. A second decade will take the journey further. The United States strives to demonstrate our commitment to racial justice, not by the example of our power, but by the power of our example. Last year, we welcomed visits by the Special Rapporteur on contemporary forms of racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance, and by the expert mechanism to advance racial justice and equality in law enforcement. We remain committed to addressing the long-standing racial inequities that impact the economic security, health, and safety of people of African descent in our country, including tackling the racial wealth gap, advancing voting rights and police accountability, reducing unemployment, expanding educational opportunities, and delivering affordable, quality health care. Through the landmark Investing in America agenda, the United States government is addressing long-standing inequities by working to ensure that federal investments are equitably flowing into marginalized communities. We commend the many fellow countries that have similarly undertaken national efforts that advance the decade's objectives for recognition, justice, and development. While we've made great strides as a global community these past 10 years, there is still much work to be done towards achieving equity, and we must continue to call attention to these needs through the establishment of a second decade. Thank you.